Hello.
Blog Talk Radio.
bit early on that. All right. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 40 of Geek Out with Pebbles. I'm Pebbles. And oh my God, there's a lot to talk about. But first off, I just want to get this straight. GT is not canon.
Technically, in the multiverse of the Dragon Ball series, it is now canon. At least
how,
one of those universes, it has to be canon, technically. That's how multiverse works. There's infinite possibilities.
Okay. I do know, I know how the multiverse works, but GT is not canon. Well, we're not talking about GT, and we're going to talk about Dragon Ball Super later.
How superior GT is.
It's not superior at all. There's nothing about GT that is superior. We're not talking about Dragon Ball until a bit later, okay? So, I sent the link to a bunch of people, so hopefully someone will tune in live to talk with us about Dragon Ball Super a bit later. We're going to have Steve joining us soon. So, but I want to talk about some movie trailers I saw first that came out recently in the past week or so. First off, we have Deadpool 2. And, just perfect for Deadpool trailer. I loved it. I was just dying from laughing too hard for that one. What were you saying?
It was pretty kind of on the fence about it.
Really?
But
you didn't like the X-Force?
Oh, no. This is the trailer that, pushed me into confirming my ticket purchase.
Oh, okay. My ticket purchase was confirmed when, they announced the sequel to it, so.
We're filming ticket now.
Although I don't have my ticket yet, so.
But in other news, I'm no longer going to watch Solo.
You're not going to see Solo? Why not?
They changed the posters and removed the iconic blasters.
Okay.
So they're just standing there. Menacingly.
Well, I mean, it's a poster. They're supposed to kind of just be standing there.
On basic principle alone, I am now refusing to watch the movie.
Because they're standing there in the poster.
Because they got rid of the bolt caster. They got rid of Han Solo's signature blaster.
Aww.
It's a terrible Photoshop job that they did.
Okay.
If
so,
I do watch
because
it,
of that,
I will not be the one paying.
Yo!
Hey, Steve, what's up? We're talking about the Deadpool trailer. Did you see the Deadpool 2 trailer?
I'll give it to you.
I did not see the Deadpool trailer yet.
No? Oh, you have to. Look it up.
I will in a minute. I'm driving right now, though.
Oh, shit.
But I'm here.
Stay focused on the road.
I apologize for any echo that comes through.
Pay no attention.
That's
to all
right.
The road's not going to move. It's always been there.
I
so
do not want to have a car accident on my podcast.
I'm not going to have a car accident on your podcast.
Thank you.
But in the off chance you do, make it exciting for the views.
That would not make the podcast exciting. That would make the podcast very tragic.
It really would.
Just stay safe so it doesn't have to be a memorial one next week.
No, and I'm seeing you next week.
Memorials. Jiren got his ass beat.
But I'm seeing you in at Anime Boston this weekend.
Yes,
yay! Yo, I have 95% of my Super Saiyan 3 Khalifa wig done.
Nice.
Good.
All I have to do is just glue a few things, and I'm done with it. And then I can take a final picture of it. Of what?
I said, are we going to talk about the elephant in the room or not?
What elephant? If you mean the last episode of Super, we're going to talk about that when you get when you're not driving, because I want to wait till the end, see if anyone joins us in the chat to talk about that with us. I posted the link and like spammed a few people on Facebook with the link, so who I know are fans of Super, who I know have seen the final episode, see if they'll tune in while we're live to talk with us in the chat with it, about it, but we'll see. So that's why we're starting off with movie trailers and stuff. And now, Aaron here is saying that he's not going to see the Solo movie because of the new poster. What?
The small 3D for the Dragon Ball Super movie.
What about the trailer for the Super movie?
Yes.
I saw that. The animation looks like they're like throwing it back to Dragon Ball Z with the way the animation looks.
About time.
Or was that just me?
It's more like it's a bit more of a modern style, but it is a little bit Dragon Ball Z-ish, but it's also very modern, new.
Yeah.
The way things are drawn now is very difficult for animators to keep up with. It's very difficult. The way it was kind of explained to me, and this is kind of a weird explanation, it's like the PlayStation 3 had its own way of doing things, and it was kind of like a very specific way, and then the PlayStation 4 is much easier to develop for. So, I mean, apparently this the way they're doing things now is much easier for the animators to handle, so we don't have unfortunate things happen.
Yeah, I know that. I'm just saying that, like, the style of it, the way it looked, definitely reminded me more of Dragon Ball Z. And, yeah, I like that, though.
No, I'm saying it's a good thing. You know, it's a fresh look, you know. It's interesting.
Yeah.
So I have a theory that we may not actually take place on Universe 6. I think that may have been a misnomer. Rumors.
Well, we'll have to see.
We'll see what happens
to it. Because the trailer didn't really show that much.
The trailer did not show that much. In fact, the trailer showed basically nothing.
It really did. It didn't show anything. It showed nothing. You're right. It basically showed nothing.
I'm going to the side of the house. Hold on.
All right.
There's a whole new series where Frieza becomes the new Vegeta.
Really?
They teamed up and they're like practically friends now.
All right.
What, Goku and Frieza? Goku and Frieza are the best of buddies.
And then they're going to do the fusion dance. So it's going to be
yes,
like
they are.
Ultra Instinct.
And they're
going to
become
like Golden Frieza.
Goza.
Oh, God. No.
Froku.
No, they're
going to
be Ghost the Destroyer.
Froku.
Oh, my God. We're not talking about fusions with Goku and Frieza. No, we did that last week.
Oh, they become Gozer.
All right. So, like I said, before we get into like this talk about Super. So there's this trailer for this movie that I saw a few days ago, and it's called Tag. And it is legit is Tag, You're It. It is like the playground game of tag. It is a movie about the game of tag. But so, and Jeremy Renner, Hawkeye, is in it, and he is like, he plays the guy that you play, like that one kid in the playground that you could never tag. He plays that kid. But basically, this movie Tag is this group of friends has been playing the same game of tag for 30 years.
And they never tagged him?
But it's been 30 years. And
he's the ultimate champion.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
Can I call, hang up on the other one that you have? Because
no.
I'm hearing like an echo. All right.
Part of the experience.
You still there?
I'm here.
Okay, good. So, yeah, okay. So this is the movie Tag. Like, they've been playing the same game of Tag for 30 years. And I'm like, oh my God, this is actually interesting. But basically, this is what Hawkeye has been doing. This is basically what Hawkeye has been doing in between Marvel movies.
Is playing.
He's
tag.
Been playing tag.
This is based on a
he
true
has
story,
been playing
you know.
Tag. I have no problem with this. Because
it's not a movie; it's a documentary.
It's not really a documentary. No, it's a movie, and like
it's the truth. This is how Jeremy Renner has been living his entire life.
So that's a movie that actually I'm looking forward to seeing, because usually movies like that I tend to just like, I don't really care. Like, I'll see it when it comes, like, when it's on TV or whatever, or when it gets on Netflix. This movie I may actually go and see. Because
speaking of movies, I saw The Incredibles for the first time the other day.
Wait, the first one.
The first.
You never saw the first
time.
One. You
the
never
first
saw,
time
it.
I never saw.
You never
the first
saw
one.
It.
Nope, never did.
Wow. Okay.
I'm
so.
I saw it for the first time.
I'm sad for you.
And it was pretty cool. I liked it.
Okay. Because the sequel is coming out soon.
Yeah, that's why I watched it.
Yay!
It's not fair. You only have to wait a couple months. I've been waiting like 15
I've been waiting
years.
15
same,
years.
Same. I've been waiting so long for this sequel.
And you
and
only
I'm
have
just
to
like,
wait.
Oh, watch it eventually.
Like, couple months.
You don't know the pain. You won't understand the pain that we've been like dealing with. For waiting so long for this sequel.
I'm kind of surprised it did take them this long to make a sequel, because, like, they make sequels to everything.
Mm-hmm.
Things that don't even need sequels, they make sequels to.
You're forgetting the fact that when Disney Pixar released this movie, it was in a period where sequels were unheard of for Disney Pixar.
No, because they had, like, Toy Story 2, Toy Story 3.
They had
Toy
Story
2.
They had Toy Story 2 out at the time.
And Toy Story 2 was an anomaly. It was an exception and not the rule.
No. Like, I'm sure there's other things, to be straightforward with you. I just can't think of them offhand. Pebbles, help me out here.
I'm thinking, and he's got a point. There was really, at that time when The Incredibles came out, there was really only Toy Story 2 as a sequel to a Disney Pixar movie. Like all the others were standalones. If there was a sequel, it wouldn't have been until like at least like a few years, a good time later. But the thing is, what I also heard was one of the reasons why Incredibles 2 was delayed for as long as it was that there was issues with the storyline. He couldn't think of a plot. He couldn't think of a story.
All they had to do was use
for
the Underminer plot that they used in the video game.
I know, but I don't think they wanted to do that. I think they wanted something
different.
The reason they waited so long was because of one throwaway line
where he waited 15 years for this. And so we were supposed to wait 15, but they ended up having to switch the release date of Incredibles 2 with that of Toy Story 4. So now it's only
14
years.
Which I'm not seeing. I refuse to see that movie, Toy Story 4, because, I'm sorry, Toy Story ended with the third movie.
Before or after the incinerator?
No, like,
ended,
even I haven't even seen Toy Story 3, but I know. It's like, the kids went off to college and shit, so, like...
It ended at the end of Toy Story 3. There's no reason to continue.
Now we get to see
college
toys.
It doesn't need to continue. No.
Nobody wants to see college toys. Well, nobody wants kids to see college toys.
That's
kids
very
true. Kids long to be coming alive. Hey, man, want to smoke some weed? Kids like freaking, what is it?
It'll be
kids
like
vodka bottles when we start coming alive.
It'll be like Sausage Party.
Oh, God.
That was a great movie.
Andy gets high,
that
and all the toys are like, oh, we can move around now. It's not going
to
matter. He's just off his fucking balls.
Yeah.
That's true.
That is
whoa.
That is true. But, no, like, I draw the line at Toy Story 4.
Can you imagine all the things that those toys have seen? All those years, this lonely boy in his room until he went to college.
I'm not sure I like where this is going.
I don't want to know where this is going either.
I don't think the toys liked where it was going either.
Whoa,
all right,
man. Whoa,
we're
this is a family show.
This is the topic because this is getting...
This is a family show.
So yes, as it turns out, I was completely correct in my analysis of Dragon Ball Super, and it ended with Shenron Goku from GT.
No, actually, I was right in one of mine, in one of my predictions.
Which one was that?
Goku Frieza tag team.
If you didn't see that, like, I was surprised, but at the same time, it's like, if you didn't see that coming, like, it's one of those things that's like, everybody saw it coming, but they were still surprised it happened.
There were a lot of people I talked to that didn't
think it was. It was relatively obvious.
That didn't think that was actually going to happen.
But I'd hope that it wouldn't.
If you had mentioned it to me 2 weeks ago, I'd tell you no way. I'd probably say it's possible, but no way.
This the conversation I had about all this was about 3 weeks ago, actually.
Like I would have said, like no way are they going to team up. You know, I would think it would be a cute theory. Even though that's what they look, you know, it looks at. Even though that's what they're trying to look like, what they're trying to build up to, like there's no way. Because Frieza is just
become best friends.
Frieza's not that kind of girl, okay?
He forgets that Frieza fucking committed entire genocide on his people. Like, oh yeah, I'll forget that you blew up my planet. That's all right. Yeah. I'm going to try to blow up my other planet. Oh, that's okay. You killed my family, and now you try to kill my other family? Nah, we're cool.
All right, so looks like we're on to that final episode of Dragon Ball Super. And
yeah, I
personally was
it.
Not disappointed with the ending. Like, I loved it. I thought it was... What?
I think pretty much everybody saw that wish happening, though.
Oh, of course. But I don't think a lot of people saw that if you had made a selfish wish, Zenosan would have been like, okay, screw you, you're all erased. Start over.
Nobody would have saw
that.
No one saw that part coming.
I don't believe that Zenosama actually came up with that. I don't
think. No, I think
Zenosama,
that was
Sam.
I think it was
like
a
really like say much of anything. Exactly. Like, I think the Grand Priest is really the man in charge. But like, he like, it's like, yeah, Zenosama is really in charge. But like, clearly,
but I just whisper in his ear.
He's the brains behind the operation.
He is. He's basically the one whispering into Zenosama's ear, be like, hey, this is what's going to happen. And then Zenosama's just going to agree.
Like, yeah, it's a great idea.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't think anyone actually saw or even expected that. Like, hey, if you had made any other wish, yeah, you would have been gone. You had gone bye-bye. Because everyone was expecting the wish to bring back the other universes.
Yeah,
and
I
was so happy when I saw my Universe 6 Saiyans, and Khalifa's just like, the first thing she says is like, "Kale, Kava!" No, she's like, "Let's go train to get Super Saiyan 3." And I'm like,
yeah.
"Yes, Super Saiyan 3."
Priorities, motherfucker.
Priorities! Super Saiyan 3
is
priority!
They saw your
post
on Facebook.
Really,
they knew they had to do it for you.
Yes! Yes, they did! Because, it's Super Saiyan 3, so yeah, no, that is legit priorities right there. So that actually made me happy to hear that. Now I have to actually see it.
Honestly was expecting Goku to like pop back into Ultra Instinct somehow again, like, and then like take Jiren on like that. But I'm actually I'm really amused with the way they ended the whole Goku Frieza tag team, and it was really obvious that like. Everybody was on their, absolute dead tank reserves. Even Jiren was, dead-ass tired at that point. it's like, I can't even keep up with, two guys in their base.
That's true.
Where, before, he was taking, Goku, Vegeta in Super Saiyan Blue, and 17 all at the same time.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it was obvious that, everybody was, completely out of gas.
Well, I mean,
Jiren actually got a little bit of character development, You know, he's not going to be just power is everything.
That's true. And you basically, the tournament of power has been going on for a very, very long hour.
Yeah, it's the longest hour ever.
It really
when do you
is.
Think Frieza's going to settle down with a human?
What?
No.
I mean, that's what happened to Vegeta, the last mortal enemy that became his best friend. So it's only a matter of time.
Well, Bulma and Vegeta were basically perfect for each other because all they do is yell.
That is true. But
Frieza and Yamcha.
No.
No, it's gotta be Frieza and Chao Tzu.
Why? Why is that?
Frieza and Yamcha?
And Chao Tzu.
Well, Chao Tzu's like nobody ever hears from Chao Tzu anymore, so like we gotta find a way to make him relevant.
This is the perfect way.
And so we're going to have him make Frieza's butt babies.
Oh, no,
Chuck
and Dende are perfect for each other.
Dende? No, Dende has Krillin, I think, or something. I don't know. Or Gohan or something. I don't know. Both of them.
All right, this got pretty weird very quickly.
Well, you
I
know.
Mean, not that I mind because, like, I'm all for weird, but okay, yeah.
So in Dragon Ball FighterZ, there's actual dialogue to insinuate that there's a slight possibility that Yamcha and Frieza could be a perfect match for each other.
Okay, I haven't played the game, so what is this slight dialogue?
Oh, God, now I have to find it, but it was absolutely beautiful. Because Frieza called Yamcha intelligent and handsome.
Well, that'll boost his ego.
Somehow I doubt that.
Who? That'll boost Yamcha's ego? Yeah.
I somehow doubt Frieza's capable of complimenting anybody other than himself.
Oh, yeah, that too.
I have evidence.
Okay. But...
Well, in the meantime...
Alright, if you can find, like, a video clip of this... Or something, like, some, like, YouTube clip of this dialogue... Send it to me, and then I'll send it to Steve, so that way we can, like... Have
it's on your,
like
it's
audio
on your
proof
right
of
now.
This. What?
I sent a link to you on Facebook.
Okay. Let's see. All right. Well, I'll watch it later, but. All right. Let's see.
Send it to me.
Okay, hold on. Ah, stupid. Okay, there's the... Now I can share it. For some reason, my phone was not going to let me share it. Alright, I sent it to you. So... Okay, so they're talking about how, like, Frieza's got great power and shit like that. Frieza's like, don't compare me to a Saiyan. Alright. Okay, this is like a lot of talk. Come on. Where is this compliment? Oh, okay, so there it is, right there. Frieza's like,
I didn't know Saiyans hung out with such sensible and handsome creatures.
Yeah, apparently Frieza's shocked that Goku has friends that aren't ugly. What? What the
he
fuck?
He didn't call
really?
Yamcha.
That Frieza is an extreme tsundere, and that is as close as you're ever going to get.
Okay, wow. Alright, So Frieza compliments the Yamcha. Still didn't even, like, expect to see that at all.
So that was interesting.
That was, like... Because...
Although,
Frieza,
I'm a little confused. That's why Frieza is calling humans sensible and handsome.
I know Frieza is everyone.
I don't know, man.
Like... Frieza doesn't compliment anyone.
Frieza, Yamcha,
OTP. It seems to be very... he's probably being sarcastic.
He probably was.
He just has that.
Which would actually make more sense. It would make more sense if it was sarcasm. Because
Yamcha's confirmed sexy. Therefore, calling him handsome is a genuine statement on Frieza's behalf.
Wait, did Frieza confirm that he's sexy? Or is it, like, general?
In general, he's a ladies' man.
Yeah.
Frieza is a lady. Don't
Frieza ain't no lady! Yamcha's a pervert.
Can you imagine that huge twist reveal? Because, like, they're just basically extremely ambiguous about it. But can you imagine if they, like, revealed, like, wait, Frieza was a lady the whole time, and then Frieza gets all mad because they didn't know?
Yeah, except for the part where King Cole calls him his son, but I mean, you know.
Yeah.
Retcons. There's always retcons.
Well,
no.
Dragon Ball's the king of retcons, so...
Like, son? Oh, just call me that because, you know, your son, I'm a bright, shining star. Frieza's daddy's princess.
Okay.
Okay. Frieza, got revived, though.
Yeah, he did.
At the end.
Yeah.
I actually was not expecting. Because it's Frieza, he's a fucking douchebag. Like.
Well, I mean, you know, he held up his end of the deal.
I know,
he did. There's no reason that he shouldn't get rewarded.
He did tag team at the end.
Yeah, I mean, no.
He did play fair. He did play fair.
That tag team was so brutal, I had to watch it on Pornhub.
This is a family show, man.
Okay, Brazzers.
I'm not sure that's any better.
I don't think so. Oh, man. Okay. So, yeah, Frieza got revived.
And Frieza will be rebuilding his empire.
Oh, definitely.
Of course, you need
he's
to gonna
rebuild
the
it so we can attack.
One true love, Yamcha.
He's gonna rebuild it so he can attack everyone.
No.
Again. What?
Frieza is an equal opportunity employer.
Yes.
Have you ever seen how much diversity is on the Frieza Force?
Like 90% of the diversity was like Space Australia and the rest of the Ginyu crew. You heard a professional wrestler, some weird Durian looking guy, Space Australia, Frogman.
Alright. But yeah, no, Frieza is an equal opportunity employer. That's true.
With healthcare benefits. And free dental. Although looking at the film, I'm not entirely sure about the dental.
They fixed the whole dental thing like eons ago. Like we're dealing with people that can travel intergalactic. I think dental problems are like probably all taken care of. They probably regrow teeth or something.
Oh, I mean, like, they do have the healing chambers and shit, so it probably does, like, regrow everything. Teeth included. Yeah. So, but I gotta say, like, 17 fucking, like, MVP of just in general. Right?
I've not seen a single episode, but from what I saw in that scene alone, it looked like 17 just sat there and took credit for Goku and Frieza.
That's pretty much it.
Yeah, but he got to wish.
That doesn't make him the MVP now.
He still did get
Frieza the MVP of Universe 7 was hands down Vegeta. A crap ton of... Vegeta got the most eliminations out of, like, pretty much everybody.
That is true. Alright. So Vegeta's MVP. That I can agree with. Let's see. What else about that final episode? Oh yeah, one of my friends posted about this on Facebook that because Goku can't willingly reach Ultra Instinct now, Vegeta is technically stronger than Goku right now because he can actually reach his version.
He reaches
of Ultra Instinct or whatever it Vegeta's version. He can actually
Go ahead.
What?
Vegeta has the ascended version of Super Saiyan God or whether Super Saiyan Blue, but Goku has the 20 times KO Ken. So, I mean, there's that.
Yeah, so we just gotta see who's stronger with those two.
He just gotta slap his ass around a little bit, and then bam, he just goes into Ultra Instinct.
I don't think so, because Ultra Instinct is brought on by... It's not about touching the butt.
Stand up a little ass.
It's not about touching the butt.
Uh.
not about the bad touch.
It is not about the bad touch. It really isn't. Now I have that song stuck in my head. Damn it.
You're very welcome.
Thank you.
Do you know what I need in
but,
my life?
But Jesus technically is like always...
Fan God Fusion.
What?
Vegeta in this series is, has been ahead of Goku for a little while. Goku just kind of finds ways to cheat the rules.
In Super or in, like, everything?
In Super, Vegeta's been mostly ahead of Goku.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Because he had something to fight for because he actually cared for his children.
Vegeta is a great family man.
Vegeta actually is, like, an amazing father and family man. Yeah. Like, Goku is, like, last on the list of Father of the Year. He's not even on the list of Father of the Year.
Me, Goku
I highly disagree with that because...
If you put the word worst in there.
What?
Goku's not a bad dad.
No, he's not. He just... He doesn't...
Goku has his own way of fathering, and it's not... It worked for him. But Saiyans in general aren't really family-oriented.
Piccolo was the best dad.
Saiyans in general aren't particularly family oriented, especially I use this term loosely, quote unquote low rank Saiyans, although Goku we know is really not quote unquote low rank. But so Bardock and his companion were essentially something of an anomaly.
I think it was Goku's mom
Goku's
name is Jean. I think it's Jean or something like that. Jin.
It's
something like that. I looked it up a while ago. It's something like that.
Oh, Gine.
Gine, okay.
Gine, something like
that. After the aubergine.
G-I-N-E.
I was close when I said Jin.
Jin would be a great name for one of the gods, and he can have a sidekick named Tonic, just like Whis and Beerus.
Well, most of the a lot of the gods of destruction were based on alcohol names, like Champa being champagne and
Beerus being beer.
Yeah.
I don't really know the others by name, like offhand.
Which one was the clown?
That was Belmod, I believe.
Okay, I don't know their names.
I have the list right here. Yeah, Belmod.
Okay.
I'm not really sure what his name is based on the baseball of the field.
How's it spelled?
B-E-L-M-O-D. But
if I figure it out, I'm an alcoholic. Wait,
send me the spelling. Literally named liquor.
Text me the spelling for that one, though.
Okay, so Belmod is a god of destruction. His martial arts teacher is named, like, basically Margarita. I don't know what Belmod is, but I know that his teacher is named Margarita. Oh, alternate names, Vermouth.
Okay.
So yeah, vermouth and margarita.
Hmm.
There was a god of destruction named, literally named it liquor. Ramashi is, I believe that was a little guy with the fur all over him. No, Ramashi was the elephant. I'm sorry. Ramashi was the god of destruction for Universe 10, the elephant.
Okay.
There's another one called Martini. There's one called Korn. Felt like the band.
Okay. Really?
I'm guessing. Let's see. So he's one of the brothers of Whisk. So I'm guessing that both of them are Korn Whiskey.
Okay. Interesting. All right. Well, I'm not finding anything for related to alcohol for Belmont.
Belmont has an alternate name called Vermouth.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
I don't know if that means anything to you.
He might have a name for Moose with the English.
Moscow is an alcoholic brand. I found it. I found some stuff right here. So the little short god of destruction with the black fur all over him is Ewen. His name is based on the brand of alcohol. So.
Okay. What?
There's a lot of like. All their names seem to be based on alcohols, but like, it may just be like one may be a specific alcohol, or another might be like an alcohol brand.
Mm-hmm.
Or the god of destruction for the magical girl universe, the Egyptian lady, Helles. Her name is based on the style of drink in Germany.
Okay.
So it's. They are indeed all based on some sort of alcohol, but it's not always apparent or as obvious as like Darius or we.
Or Tampa.
Liquor.
Well, that's true.
I mean, you know, you can't get more obvious than literally calling your character liquor.
Yeah. But, I mean, that's actually pretty cool. I didn't actually know that about the Gods of Destruction.
Yeah.
But,
so.
I mean, it makes sense because, like, a lot of races in the Dragon Ball universe names tend to like be very similar to the
almost
ra- like
everybody's pretty much everybody's name is a pun on something.
Yeah, but basically Saiyans, like pure Saiyans, they're all named related to vegetables. Everyone in Bulma's family is related to underwear.
Yes.
I
wonder what the name pun is for Yamcha. Since, you know, we're on the topic.
I don't know. Does he have a pun for his name?
It's gotta be.
I'm sure if you look into it, there will be one, but I can't think of one, like, offhand.
So, I'm looking at this thing right now, and even Napa. Napa is a Japanese term for greens in general, especially grape leaves. Also a form of cabbage.
Yep.
The Napa cabbage.
Yeah.
Like, gene is aubergine, which is eggplant.
Mm-hmm.
I think bardock is like burdock.
Bardock is, yeah, it's burdock.
Radish.
Broccoli. Cabbage. Radish. Gene is derived from negi, which is a spring onion. Kale. Oh, speaking of your character.
What?
I don't know if I mentioned this last week. Do you know between who came first, Kale or Kaleva?
What? Of who? What?
I think we talked about this this last week in. How some of the characters came to be, like Kale and Kaleva.
Okay.
As far as, like, who came first. What happened was is they actually wanted to have a character that was similar to Broly because, you know, marketing. And
okay.
So they came up with the character of Kale, who was a female Broly, literally, as
mm-hmm.
we all know. And then they presented the idea to Toriyama. And so Toriyama's like, huh, cool, I like her. You know what? She needs a partner. And that's how Kaleva came to be.
Yes. I like that. But no, we have not actually mentioned any of that on the show before.
I think I may have mentioned it to somebody else then. I talked a lot about that.
Because I definitely would have remembered this conversation.
Oh yeah. There was a lot of really interesting behind the scenes stuff when it came to Dragon Ball Super and the fact that it was a genuine team effort in between the animators, Toyotaro and Toriyama-san.
Mm-hmm.
Toyotaro, of course, being the guy who is essentially the successor to Toriyama. He was the main guy in charge of Dragon Ball Super, especially in the manga. And, of course, then you have the animators team who, of course, you know, they're very familiar with making shows and things like that. And so the animators came up with the concepts for the Magical Girls universe.
Mm-hmm.
That was all on the animators. And that's Toriyama just kind of like, once again, he's like, yeah, I like that. Good idea. Do that. Toriyama has always been more of a reactive writer than a kind of a planning kind of writer. He doesn't really like to do a lot of planning ahead. Not to say that he doesn't, just kind of where a lot of people will think, you know, I'm going to do this thing and this is going to plan out and, like, you know, this is all going to come together in, like, some grand climactic finale.
Mm-hmm.
Toriyama is kind of like, yeah, I'll roll with it and see what happens.
Yeah.
Like, Super Saiyan was, like, his Toriyama's way of being lazy. He's like, I need a way to, like, show Goku's been, like, suddenly powered up. And you know what? I got an even better idea. I'm going to make his hair blonde. That way I don't have to color in his hair whenever he goes Super Saiyan.
That's great. That actually
that is
really
literally
good.
The truth.
That is literally laziness right there. I love it.
He's kind of a lazy kind of guy, but he's just, he takes his own way of shortcuts, you know. But the whole production of Dragon Ball Super, like I said, is just kind of like the genuine team effort of like, okay, you know, somebody's got this idea, somebody's got that idea.
Yeah.
You know, and then, you know, let's work with this idea, or let's just do this idea, or like, I like what you did there, let's change it up a little bit and make it a little bit better, let's twist it up, let's do something a little different that maybe you didn't expect.
Yeah. Oh, we actually have someone in the chat room with us. Yay!
Hello, stranger.
Hello. Yes. Let's see if they'll talk with us, because we only have about 3 minutes left in the show.
3 minutes left.
So let's see what if they do anything, because this is does not happen very often. It rarely happens that we have someone in the chat room with us, so hopefully they're enjoying this. Right?
They're enjoying themselves. They
just don't know
about it yet.
They should.
They definitely are.
Yep.
All this
right.
Person,
well,
I don't even know this asshole.
I don't know this person either. Like, it could be one of my friends that I sent the link to, or it could just be some random person that stumbled upon this on Blog Talk Radio. So. Who knows? Well, thank you for tuning in towards the end of the show.
Thank you for tuning in for the last 3 minutes of our show.
Yeah, sorry you caught the end of the show. If you want to listen to more, you can always listen to the show after it gets posted again. Or you could try and come back next Monday at 7. We'll be live
time.
Again.
Same
time, same place, because it's usually on my couch.
Same bat time, same bat channel.
Yep. Exactly. So, yeah. With that, we're getting close to the end of the show. So, that means it's time to start closing off. Like I said, follow and subscribe here on Blog Talk Radio to Geek Out with Pebbles. Check me out on Facebook at DJ Pebbles and Geek Out with Pebbles at DJ Pebbles. However you find it on Facebook, either way, it's one or the other. You'll find it. Twitter DJ Pebbles. Thank you, British lady. Seriously, they're very polite for telling us how much longer we have left in the show. And, yeah, so come back next week. And also, I'm going to do another live from Anime Boston special. And I'll be doing a lot of work. I'll be doing a lot of filming and stuff at Anime Boston to finally put up videos on my YouTube channel, which I'm sorry about the procrastination in regards to that. So check out over the weekend the special live from Anime Boston and all that fun stuff. And Steve will probably be joining me for that live with that in person, because I'll be seeing him next week over the weekend at Anime Boston. And as usual, we'll be back Monday 7 to 8 o'clock. And yeah, that's about it, right? Woohoo!
Well, you forgot
Anime
one
Boston.
Thing. You
what?
Forgot the one thing. We all need to bow our heads to the new Emperor of the Universe, Lord Frieza.
No.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.